And you're tuned to 91.5 FM on the Hart Highway in Prince George. And normally you have to head downtown for council meetings. But if you're in the Hart neighborhood of Prince George tonight, City Council is coming to you. The first in a series of community meetings is being held at the Hart Pioneer Center tonight. And Mayor Lynn Hall has joined me in studio to talk about it this morning. Your Worship, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Russell. How are you?
What was the idea behind these community meetings?
Well, it really started a number of years ago for me when I was on the school board, when we unfortunately went through the school closure process and we were holding community or neighborhood meetings where the schools were located. Mm-hmm. And when I ran for mayor last fall, I thought, you know, we could turn that around and look at bringing council out into the various communities of Prince George. And, you know, I sort of have four locations in mind, though we may have to expand on a couple. But that was really the impetus of how this got started for me.
You know, I was thinking, I was going to ask you, what can people expect to hear? But maybe I should ask you, what do you expect to hear?
Well, exactly. That's what we're hoping for. We're hoping to hear from the Hart community about, you know, their wants, their needs up there, what they would like to see us do from a number of perspectives, whether that be lighting, roads, sidewalks, business, you name it. We're there to listen to what they're wanting to tell us.
I admit to it being anecdotal, but I mean, we do hear sometimes from people in the Hart neighborhood who say they feel a bit ignored, they feel a bit mm-hmm. cut off from the city. Lots of things promised decades ago haven't yet come to fruition. I mean, you expect a lot of infrastructure that'll be front and center?
Yeah, I think so. Infrastructure's front and center in most of the neighborhoods, you know, that I've talked to, and I hear those same concerns from residents in the Hart that you've just explained. And I think we're going to hear some of that. Mayor Rogers went there in 2011, so we've got some updating around that meeting that was held then. But we've also got and hoping to have conversation around the building of a skateboard park, which has been on the horizon for a few years. And we're going to hear, I know from folks there, they're very supportive of it. Mm-hmm. So we're working away on that. But I think, too, the other thing is that we've got a couple of closed schools in the Hart. We've got Springwood and Austin Road Elementary that was closed. And so I think I'm hoping to hear a little bit of conversation about what they'd like to see with those properties, even though that's not our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. I think it's still an opportunity to hear from folks and an opportunity for us perhaps to work with the school board on those.
I was having lunch actually a couple of months ago up in the Hart Highway area, and one of the things that you sort of get talking about with other people at the table is they were talking about a major supermarket chain moving into that neighborhood. What kind of business development needs to happen there to get city council's attention, or at least some of the infrastructure pointed in their direction?
Yeah, well, you know, when businesses come to Prince George, they have really started to look west out towards Home Depot, Canadian Tire, Walmart, where those big box stores are, and they attract lots of folks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, somebody will take a look at putting their businesses in that area. But absolutely up in the Hart, I think if we had a larger box style store, whether that's grocery, whatever it might be, I think that's a main piece of the wheel, the cog in the wheel that will draw other businesses to the Hart area if you have sort of a two or three anchor stores in that area. So that's, you know, as businesses come and approach us, as developers come and approach us, that's part of the conversation. The other piece of this too, Russell, is that there's a real need in the Hart for us to look at seniors housing and affordable seniors housing. And I know that's sort of been on the back burner for a while. It moves to the front burner, and then it disappears again for a bit. But I know there's a lot of conversation up there, particularly around two pieces of property, one near the Hart Pioneer Center, which would be a good deal.
I just want to touch on this for a bit because, you know, Prince George is not the biggest population in the province,
yep.
But geographically, some middle-aged spread going on in this place.
Yeah, we've got, geographically, our boundaries are huge.
And, I mean, you know, you can just attest to, I mean, the nature of Canada is mm-hmm. a very small population, but very much spread out. How do you contain that, or do you want to?
Well, I think we contain it by making sure that we retain the boundaries we have. There's been a lot of talk about infill, particularly in the downtown, but I think we need to spread that out, Russell, and look more than just downtown as far as infill. Mm. and closing that gap. I think we need to look throughout the entire boundary and say, okay, where can we have development? What kind of development do we want? We have the infrastructure in place, though it's aging, but because of the large geographic area we cover, infrastructure becomes a real troublesome point for us in maintaining it, and even adding to it into areas that perhaps the infrastructure only meets the roadway and doesn't go into any specific piece of property. That's a big cost to us and ultimately the developer.
The first of the series of meetings tonight at 7 at the Hart Pioneer Center, and it's a neighborhood conversation in the Hart tonight at the Hart Pioneer Center. Mayor Hall, a couple of other spots you think you'll be going?
Yes. We've looked at the Bowl, Blackburn, College Heights. The Bowl and College Heights are big, and so we may split those in two. I hope to we'll take the summer. Folks are going to enjoy the summer around the community, so we won't bother them over July and August, but we'll get at it again in September. And so I'd like to have the four at least completed before Christmas, and then start again in the new year.
The Mayor of Prince George, Lynn Hall, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Take care.